1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Amen and amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. So good to see you. Welcome to Thursday. Oh, yes, already the 17th day of September. My name is Joey Kroll. This is, of course, Mark and Friends. Yeah, halfway through the month of September. Here we are. Fred, I hope you're having just a great week. My wife and I are just so blessed for those who have been reaching out to us and just letting us know that they're praying for us and our son. Our son Timothy went off to boot camp, basic training about 5 weeks ago. I've been sharing a little bit about that journey about a month or so ago. And, he's 5 weeks in, and, heard from him the other day, actually on Monday night. And so we actually saw a picture of him in his navy blue uniform, very professional. It was really touching and just a proud moment as a parent. You know what I'm talking about? Just a proud moment. And so we're just having a great week. We heard from our boy. We seen him in his navy blue uniform. We're doing good, and we're so proud of him as well. So thank you again for those who have just been praying for him, our family. And this is just a new season in parenting. It really is a new season in our parenting journey together. So anyways, hey, thank you for allowing me to be part of your Thursday here on Mark and Friends. Several different events coming up here in our listening area. The Lesters, the legendary Lesters, they're going to be in our area for two concerts, one at my home church on Friday night, October 2nd at 6:30 at Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur. Again, Friday night, October 2nd at Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur at 6:30. And then again for the next night on Saturday night, October 3rd at Tri-Valley Baptist Church in Bloomington at 5 p.m. And if you want to find out more about other concerts and events in our own backyard, just visit our website here at the Radio Ministry. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, our heartbeat here at this Radio Ministry is to educate, edify, and evangelize. And so today we're going to have really more of the evangelizing part, wing of our mission, and talk about salvation today for Mark and Friends from 1 John chapter 5. Talking about salvation today right after this here on Mark and Friends.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Has flown. happy days, and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end.
Thank you so much for listening to Mark and Friends here on this Thursday morning. And I heard of a story about Elizabeth Keckley. She was a slave in Missouri before the Civil War, and her greatest desire was to purchase freedom for herself and her son. And her owner agreed that if she could raise $1,200, which was a lot of money back then before the Civil War, if she could raise $1,200, she could gain her freedom. And she worked as a seamstress and came up with a plan to go to New York City and work there to raise the money. But her owner feared that she would not return, so denied her request to go to New York City. And instead, some of her wealthy clients in St. Louis contributed the money she needed. And Elizabeth Keckley paid the price for her freedom as well as her son's. And she moved to Washington, D.C., where she was the seamstress for Mary Lincoln. And without the help of someone else, Elizabeth Keckley would have never been able to purchase her freedom. Salvation. That's what salvation is. Freedom. Redemption. Being rescued or delivered from destruction. And honestly, all of us, dear Fred, were enslaved to sin with no hope of ever gaining freedom. And in mercy and compassion, Jesus gave his life for us, purchasing our salvation by shedding his blood on the cross. And so today we're going to be talking about salvation today from 1 John chapter 5. So if you have your Bible or are able to read along, head on over to 1 John chapter 5, not the Gospel of John, but the Epistle of John, 1 John chapter 5. And we're going to start in verse 1. And it says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. We're going to drop down to verse 11. Again, we're in 1 John chapter 5, and verse 11 says, and this is the testimony, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And so, Fred, I have three simple points from our passage today from 1 John 5. First of all, in Christ, there is salvation. In Christ, there is salvation. In verse 12, it says, whoever has the Son has life. And the word life there speaks of everlasting life, not just the here and now life, because we know people who don't know Jesus, and yet they're alive, right? It's eternal life. It's life that is everlasting. It is life that will never end. And friend, I'll tell you what, our life here on earth will end, that our physical life will end. But for those who are followers of Christ, when we die, friend, we just pass from this temporary tent of life into our brand new home with the Lord. You know, Jesus at the tomb of Lazarus was talking with Mary and Martha, and I think he was talking with Martha in John 11:25 when he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Listen, whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Isn't that a beautiful truth, friend? Even though we experience a physical death, the follower of Christ will still truly live in the presence of the Lord. You know, it was Charles Stanley who said, when it comes to the Christian, you can bury the body, but you can't bury the saint. So, friend, how do I receive Christ? If in Christ there is salvation, how do I receive Christ? Well, verse 1 of 1 John 5 tells us, it says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. To be born of God is another way of saying being saved. It's being born again. And that word believe is more than just an intellectual belief. Because, you know, the Bible says that the demons in hell, they believe, but friend, they're not saved. It's a word meaning trust or commitment. Believes in means much more than an intellectual awareness or an agreement. It means to trust in, to rely on, to cling to. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Friend, it is a gift and it is extended to you. And how do you open that gift? How do you receive that gift? By believing in and placing your trust in Jesus. And it's only in Jesus, friend. It is only in Jesus is where we can find that eternal life. Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Salvation, dear friend, is only in Jesus Christ, by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. I was reading a story about an interesting feller by the name of Scott Kerman. And he calls himself, I really had to look this up because this was very unique to me when I came across the story. Scott Kerman calls himself a professional gate crasher. Yeah, he claims that he has attended over 300 sporting events or concerts, including 25 World Series baseball games, and has done so without paying a penny. And in fact, he's written a book that describes 50 ways to sneak into concerts and sporting events. I recommend that you don't look that up and read it. But friend, there is no way to crash the gates of glory. No one will ever enter the radiant presence of God unless that person is escorted by Jesus Christ himself. People gate crash events because of the high price of a ticket and the thrill of sneaking in. Friend, we can never pay the price to get into heaven, but Jesus paid it for you and me. And so clearly from these passages, in Christ there is salvation. But another point from this passage here, without Christ, there is separation. 1 John 5, verse 12 says, whoever has the Son has life, right? We talked about that. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Friend, what a sobering truth. The person who does not have Jesus Christ. Listen, I hope this breaks your heart. The person who does not have Jesus Christ does not have eternal life. In fact, they will experience a spiritual death, what the Bible calls a second death. Those people in your life who don't know Jesus are on a road of eternal separation from God in a place called hell. Your parents, your children, even though they got great jobs, doing very well in life, if they don't know Jesus, they're going to be eternally separated from him. Your coworkers, your friends, your neighbors. Friend, that's why you and I need to be a people of on a mission to share the gospel, to share our testimony, to point people to Jesus. Ray Comfort, he said, if you are not concerned about your neighbor's salvation, then I am concerned for yours. Friend, people who don't know Christ will be eternally separated from him. In fact, Jesus said in Matthew 7:22, when people stand before him, unbelievers stand before him. He says, on that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Eternal separation. Jesus was talking with the religious leaders of the day. They were debating him. And he always won those debates, by the way. And he said to them in John 8:23-24, he says, you are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am he, you will indeed die in your sins. Friend, ultimately, there are only two religions in this world. I know we got Muslim this and this church of that and this group believes this and so forth. But friend, there are ultimately two religions in this world. Either you are in Christ or you're not. Friend, in Christ, there is salvation. Without Christ, there is separation. And friend, in Christ, there is security. In 1 John 5, verse 13, God's using a man by the name of John. He says, I write you these things who believe in the name of the Son of God, watch this, that you may know that you have eternal life. God wants his children, dear friend, to know that they belong to him. God is saying through John here, if you have the Son, you have life. I am writing you this note, this letter, that you may know that you have eternal life. God said through Paul in Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Does that mean I'll never sin? Oh no, you'll still sin. You'll still be tempted. You'll still fall. You'll still do foolish things. You'll still tremble. But friend, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so, friend, when it comes to salvation, when it comes to this discussion of eternal life, in Christ, there is salvation. Without Christ, there is separation. And in Christ, there is security. Friend, when citizens travel overseas, they need a passport. To enter into another country, the passport must be stamped, giving the person access to enter that country. No passport, no entrance. In order, dear friend, to enter heaven, a person must have a passport stamped with the blood of Christ. No passport, no entrance. Friend, if you have not yet given your life, handed over, surrendered your life to Jesus, I'm not talking about tipping your hat to Jesus. I'm talking about bowing your knee to Jesus. Cry out to him in your own words, from your own heart, in your own way. Dear God, I am a sinner. I ask of your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe that he died for my sin and you raised him to life. I trust in him as my Savior and follow him as my Lord from this day forward.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away. Precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus. And when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus. Final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye, then go in peace and laugh on glory's side, and fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live.
That's right. Come to Jesus. That's Chris Rice. Friend, if you missed any of today's program, or if you want to go back and re-listen to it, just visit greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.